Good morning. You're listening to FloraDaily.net. And this morning we're talking to Laura Liza up in Crossville, Tennessee at the Crossville Company. They're a large producer of porcelain tile products. How are you doing this morning?
Just fine. How are you, Kent?
I'm doing well. Thanks for being with us this morning. And have you had time to recover since your Neocon trip?
Well, we're settling back in. Actually, you know, up here in Crossville, we don't rest long. We've had two major meetings here this week with our advisory councils. So these are the people who are out in the field, and they come in and bring us what they're seeing and what they'd like to see from Crossville. So we started those almost as soon as we got back from Neocon, and then, of course, still have more trade shows going on, so we stay busy.
Now, Rolling Stone gathers no moss, right?
That's right.
You know, before you went to Neocon, actually, I saw you. I didn't see you specifically, but I saw your company at the HD show. So you guys have been really busy, and now you're starting the cycle all over again. Is that what you're saying?
Starting the cycle all over again. We have some big West Coast shows that we participate in, and then we also are looking forward to the Green Build show. That'll be in November up in Boston, so we're already thinking toward that. It's gotten to the point where there's really no slow time in the industry.
Yeah, and we'll get back to Neocon in a second, but I mean, you guys are the only American-made producer of porcelain tile, I think, that exhibits at Green Build, aren't you?
We have been. I think as the focus on green products continues to grow, and as more companies start refining their recycled products, their green products, I think we'll see some more there. But so far we've been the only one.
Okay. Well, I wanted to talk to you today because of your award at Neocon. Before we do that, I also want to mention at the HD Expo show you won an award, didn't you?
We certainly did. We won an award of excellence for our building blocks product, which is the same product that we won a Best of Neocon for.
Okay, and at Neocon you did win a silver Best of Neocon for building blocks. So why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
The building blocks product is a tile collection that was designed at Crossville in conjunction with Robert A.M. Stern Architects. And that is in and of itself big news that someone, of course, as highly regarded and esteemed as Robert Stern would choose Crossville to partner with when he decided to include a tile product in his design collection. But the other news, I think, about that product is it's just hitting something in the market that strikes the right chord. It's the color palette. It's the graphics on the tile. As you know from seeing it, there are three different patterns and a solid color that make up that collection. And there's something about those graphic designs and the colors that are, it's just grabbing attention of designers and architects, which is exactly what we wanted it to do. And, you know, as you said, we've already won several awards. We've heard that we're finalists for more. So, you know, it's really a great product. And, you know, the best news is it's selling. So awards are great, but sales are even better.
That's right. And, I mean, it kind of has an urban look to it, doesn't it?
It really does. And, in fact, that's the inspiration for the product. And, you know, one of the patterns is called City Garden, one is Urban Link, or Urban Fabric. So there are certainly some urban inspirations for that product.
Okay. And also, you had somewhat of a green story at Neocon. And, you know, one of the neat things about your all story is, you know, it's not greenwash. I mean, this is a recycled content story. Why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
It is a recycled content story, and it's more than that, too. We've been very diligent in our efforts not to greenwash, and we do that for a couple of reasons. One, it's just good business. It's the way Crossville does things. And two, we feel like we have, when we make that commitment to our customer, they're buying green products for a reason. And we want them to feel confident that if they spec a product, if they buy a product for their floor that they believe is green and has recycled content, that it really does. So we go through an extensive auditing process for all of our recycled products with a third party certification service. It's called Scientific Certification Systems. And they put us through our due diligence to make sure that the claims we're making for our recycled products are true. And in fact, we are going through the auditing process right now with a brand new product called ColorBlocks EC, and that is a recycled version of our very popular ColorBlocks line. So we're submitting our data and having them review our process right now, and we'll have that certification soon. But it is that extra step that we go through here at Crossville to give our customers the confidence that they are actually buying a recycled product.
So ColorBlox EC, I mean, it has enough recycled content to help a specifier qualify for LEED points, doesn't it?
It does qualify in certain categories of LEED. I'm certainly no LEED expert, but that, you know, that's another reason that we go to our certification, because when you submit a project for LEED certification, you know, the person submitting that project, the architect, the designer, the building owner, they have to submit certain documentation that their claims are true. So it makes it a lot easier if we can provide for them the certificate from SCS that says this has been audited. It's not just Crossville saying that, you know, this has a certain amount of recycled content. It's been verified through a scientific process.
And you also have another product. I think it's a glass product that's got recycled content. Well, tell me about that.
We do. That is our new Echo Glass product. And Echo, in this case, is ECHO. And that's kind of a very carefully chosen name for us for a couple of different reasons. You know, the obvious connotation of recycled glass. But the neat story about that product, it is being made in a historic factory about 70 miles outside Chicago, in a little town called Ottawa, Illinois, at the Peltier Glass Company plant. And that was a business that had, you know, in its heyday, it provided glass for Tiffany, it provided glass for Model T Fords. It's really a neat American success story.
They even made marbles back before, when kids played with marbles before GameCube and all that stuff.
They
right?
certainly did, mm-hmm. And it's if you go on the internet and look at eBay and Google Peltier marbles, you'll see these. They've gone from being something that kids played with to collector's items. So we're really proud of that history. And what we're more proud of is we've been able to go in and revitalize that factory. It's a landmark in the community, and we've been able to go in and kind of infuse new life into it. They'll focus now on creating this recycled glass for us. It's a beautiful recycled glass with 15 colors that are really hot right now in terms of fashion. Of course, the recycled content, which for some colors ranges up to 100%. So that it is a truly recycled product. Again, it will be verified by scientific certification systems. And, you know, this is just a great story. We refocused this factory, which had kind of been in the decline, on this new product for the environment. It just makes so much sense for Crossville, and we're hoping that it'll make those people there in Ottawa who've loved that plant for so long really proud.
You don't see much of the glass on floors, though, do you?
Well, this can be used. This particular glass can be used. And you know what you see, Kent, more often is, you know, you may see a shower that is the 1x1 mosaics, and it will be, you know, the shower walls and the shower floor. You'll see it as accents, you know, a glass insert, a dot here used, you know, maybe with or porcelain tile. So it's very unusual to see a whole floor done in glass, but, you know, in certain instances, it makes a lot of sense.
Well, let's shift for a minute to a broader picture of Crossville. You know, we just last month in Floor Focus reported that your business is continuing to do well. You know, why is it you think that Crossville continues to do well even in this current economic situation?
I think there are a couple of different reasons, and one is, you know, just the things that have always made Crossville do well. This isn't the first slowdown we've weathered, and I'm sure it won't be the last. We do things very smart. We're certainly not a conservative company. We're a wise company. We invest money where it makes sense. We're also very strong still in the commercial segment. And, you know, while we're starting to see some reports that may slow down as well, I think the fact that the majority of our business still is commercial has certainly helped us. And we have a strong residential effort that we're certainly proud of, and we'll be growing in that area as well. But absolutely think that our strength in the contract market has helped us weather this. And, you know, the fact that we really are an American tile company designing tile for the American market, and I think that's always important.
Yeah, I mean, for those that don't know, I mean, you're a privately owned company by a family, I think, that lives outside of Chicago, and that owns several different businesses, but Crossville, I'm sure, is one of their darlings. And, you know, I just heard recently that you guys are expanding, that you'd actually purchase an operation down in Florida. Can you tell me much about that?
Sure, I'll tell you what I can. That is the Creative Metal Tile Company. And that's, like you said, we're owned by a family in Crystal Lake, Illinois, a great family, and probably the best people I've had the pleasure to work for. But when they see an opportunity that makes sense, you know, they don't hesitate to make it part of the Crossville or the Curran family. This was certainly one of those opportunities. Very creative designs, very innovative technology that they're using to create these beautiful metal tiles, architectural elements. Pretty much they've laughed when I've asked them if they could make something for me, because they can create anything that their customer can imagine and translate that into metal. And again, it was just a group of people whose philosophies mesh really well with Crossville. They have a great product. We were looking and doing some work with them to create some products for Crossville, and realized that, you know, it made sense at this point to welcome them into the Crossville family and kind of give them the financial support and the structure that they needed. And then, of course, we gained these great people who are so creative and so really inspiring to see how they've built this business from the ground up. So we're really proud to welcome them.
Well, real quick before we run out of time, when will we start to see products in the Crossville name from that acquisition?
We will continue. They will continue to do have their own lines as well outside the Crossville name, and we will see products developed for Crossville by that group probably toward the end of this year.
We'll be watching for that. That sounds interesting. I appreciate you spending time with us. Congratulations on your Silver Award for Building Blocks Tile, Robert A.M. Stern developed product. And we've been talking to Laura Liza, the Director of Marketing at Crossville, and this is Kemp Haar with FloridaDaily.net.